All right, here we go. We ready?
I guess.
Welcome to M Vibes Podcast.
Home of good music,
good libations,
and good vibes. Hello and welcome to another episode of M Vibes Podcast. We are here today at Resident Culture Brewing. I believe this is season 4, episode 6. So, hey, I got it right this time. How about that? Yeah, I got it. Fucking weird. Today, like I said, we're at Resident Culture. Thank you, Sean, for bringing us in. We're here with my good friend and fellow juggalo,
whoop, whoop,
Mikey Foster. Kicking it here in this awesome brewery. We have AC in here, so it's nice. Well, Ernest is sweating. I'm not sweating.
That's because I'm working hard.
I was too.
Somebody has to.
as normal, let's talk about what the fuck we're drinking. So, Mikey was nice enough to let me have one of these gluten-free Yard Ripper peach seltzers that Resident Culture makes. This is pretty good. And before this, I had something called a Yard Slush. They made a slushy out of some seltzers. That shit was good too, but I got brain freeze from it, so I had to wait till it thawed out to drink the rest of it. What are you drinking, Mikey?
This is technically Right Time. It's our premium lager that we just did. We did the cheapest price possible with the most premium ingredients. Probably America's most premium lager.
Oh, how about that? And Ernest, what are you drinking?
It's the same one, right?
Yep, same thing.
It's the same thing, yeah.
We decided to skip the line and just pull from the cooler.
Yeah, why not?
It's easier that way.
We also have some other special guests with us today, some fruit flies. They just barge their way in here whenever they fucking want to be on camera. Damn flies.
Every time that you record in a brewery,
there's flies. There's
actually
flies.
It's not bad. I've been in worse.
Yeah.
Well, it's Eric and his fucking meads.
Yeah, I had cracked open a mead earlier. No, some bitches dropped in there like
they
it was
came
fucking
out of nowhere.
Flies on shit, man. It's like, God damn it. I still drank it though.
I didn't see a single one until you popped that shit.
Anyway, so let's talk about you, Mikey, and your history with Charlotte Brewers. I know you've worked for quite a few of them here in town.
Yeah. Started in March of 2014, delivering beer for Triple C Brewing. Shout out to Chris Harker.
Which I think is one of the underrated breweries here.
Oh, yeah. They always have been.
I agree.
But, yeah, I started out with them about 4 years. Ready to do something else. Wooden Robot brought me on to sell beer. So I was with Wooden Robot for 4.5 years. And then... think 3 weeks from now will be my year anniversary here at Resident Culture.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yep. Selling beer here, traveling, doing my thing.
These guys make some awesome beer. I know that they've done some collaborations with like Other Half and a bunch of other
everybody
well-known breweries. Yeah, so these guys make some solid shit. I've actually used their beer in trays before, and it's good trade bait. So
yeah,
of course I get gluten-free beer, but it works, man. I don't always feel like that the trade's even, but it works out. Anyway, so today's topic, not everyone's going to like this, and not this episode is not for the kids. So if your kids are...
You got that right.
Shut up, Ernest. So if your kids are fucking listening, put some earplugs in or turn it off or wait till they're in bed. This is the...
Turn the channel.
That's right. This is the horrorcore hip hop rap episode. Let's play something from the Gangsta Nip, because he's the one that claims that he started all this shit. He's out of Houston, Texas, back in '92. It's a song called Psycho Rap. I'm pretty sure he's on that list I sent you. Now, there are a lot of rappers that claim that they started it. First of all, what is horrorcore? It's a subgenre of hardcore rap where they mainly talk about death and killing things and evil shit and ghosts and monsters. Yeah,
Dark Carnival.
There we go.
A psycho ass nigga, I'm dissing your crew. If you don't like the way I rap tough shit, nigga, fuck you. It's time for a murder.
I love that bass though, man. There's nothing like some old school bass. Gas.
Blood gushing out your head is getting thicker and thicker.
That's
pour
a fun
some chocolate on your arm so it can taste like a snicker. Put your ass off a building, check to see if you're dead. Flash back from second grade, don't so sharp in your fucking
see?
Head. I'm strapped with the Uzi.
There's no definitive answer as to where this shit started or who came up with the term. Cool Keith claimed that he was the one who brought it up first. Some people call it, you know, acid rap or hardcore hip hop or horrorcore, which is what I call it. There are a lot of groups that we'll talk about here today, one in particular. But I always thought it came from my hometown, Detroit, with groups like, you know, guys like Eshan, which I consider the godfather of horrorcore. But you guys, you know, you got guys like the Insane Clown Posse, even fucking
Kid Rock.
No, he was never. No. You know what? Okay, hold on. Prior to all this shit he's doing now, Kid Rock was the shit, man.
Like, I remember.
He was our local guy when Devil Without a Cause came out.
I remember.
That shit was banging, man. That was awesome. Right, Joe, Straight Out of Taylor.
Yeah.
Everyone thought that song said Straight Out of Terror.
Yeah.
It is Taylor, because he's from Taylor, Michigan. And he actually died, which I found out he had celiac disease like I did.
Oh, really?
But they tried to treat him with something when he was like a baby, which stunted his growth.
Oh.
And that's how he became sick like he was. So rest in peace, Josie.
Because he died early, right?
He did, yeah.
Yeah, like 99, maybe. Like, yeah, right when Kid Rock was getting famous.
Yeah, right when he was getting big. But even early Eminem, I think I sent a song on there, Eminem song, that is straight out of the streets of Detroit. And that's the same style of what everybody was rapping about back then. Hello. Okay, here it is. Hold on. Here it comes. You ready? Better. What song is this? I'm sorry.
Just the Two of Us.
That's right, yeah.
And When We Ride.
I mean, he kills his wife.
Yeah.
Shoves her in the trunk. Takes her to the fucking lake and tosses her in the lake.
Just the two of us.
Yeah.
This was my shit when I was like 11.
Always be here for us.
Explains a lot about my life.
Track is
97.
Never
get funny. Yeah. I mean, if like Dr. Dre recorded this or someone else recorded this, it wouldn't sound right.
This
is straight out of like Detroit shit, which he did not come up the same way a bunch of other rappers did in Detroit. He happened to be at the right place at the right time. And
that's life.
Yeah. I'll never forget a friend was like, yo, man, who's this Eminem or guy fucking coming out of Detroit? I'm like, I never heard of him. I don't even know who the fuck you're talking about. And he was just inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which was dope because he made a list prior to him being inducted. Well, while he was being inducted, of every rap group and MC on that list that he thought should have been inducted.
Oh, that's cool.
Before him. And he like, Third Base, NWA, Ice Cube, the Fushnickens. I mean, he went down the list. That was cool as hell. But other guys out of Detroit, of course, one of our favorites, the Insane Clown Posse, ICP, who prior to being the Insane Clown Posse was called Inner City Posse, but that shit wasn't working. And they, you know, Eshan put out an album called Booming Words from Hell, and on the inner notes was a picture of him with his face painted wearing a Detroit hat. And that's where they got their idea to do this Insane Clown Posse thing. And it blew up for him, man. I mean, they didn't have any radio play. They didn't have any videos on MTV. And they're self-made millionaires, both of them.
I saw them on WCW.
Yeah.
That's the first time I saw them was on WCW.
They were on, of course, they wrestled for ECW, WCW, WWF with the, the fuck was that crew called?
Can't remember either.
You never guess what's
Dark, no, strange.
I forget, dude.
Something about a carnival, yeah. Like a carnival theme.
This is the first ICP song I ever heard. Guts on a Ceiling. This is off of Carnival Carnage.
What am I chin back?
And yo, if you got a system, man, this thing, yeah, this song
all bumps. Of them, dude. Yeah. That's one thing I know about the concerts. You spill it in your chest the yes. second you walk in the building.
I don't know how many concerts I've been to. I want to say probably 10. First of all, what we're talking about.
Yeah, I've been to 9, all with my mom.
Can't talk about the clowns without San Fago.
Hilarious.
Would you like a Fago, Ernest?
As long as we're not spraying it.
We're not spraying it.
That's not diet. Be too sticky.
Right. I've left those shows actually for like a few days after. You still smell like diet root beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I've left with after taking a shower and still finding glitter and chicken feathers. Like,
oh,
I found
Jesus.
Glitter like in my armpit like 2 days later. Holy shit.
We went and saw him at Tremont, and then we had a friend's birthday party. I forget what club that was. It was the old 80s club downtown. That's the
Breakfast Club?
Yes. We went to the show, went home, showered, and then we went out with our friends, and we still reeked of fucking root beer. That was back in the days when my wife would go to those shows with me, man. Anyway, so ICP, Twisted, Blaze, you did Homie, which also we know you like craft beer. Tried to get you on the show, but you dissed me, man. So I ain't saying nothing bad about you, Blaze, but damn, dude. What was the best ICP show you've ever been to, though?
Oh, shit. I went to one where Bone Thugs and Harmony opened up for them.
I heard that was terrible.
Really? That was memorable because of Bone Thugs, but I don't know. Probably the best one might have been the first one when I saw Two Live Crew open up for
them. I saw them. That was in Spartanburg, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I was there. And then when people were pulling on the Two Live Crew's dancers' hair,
yeah,
they were dancing. Yeah.
I remember she threw a water bottle and it bounced off and hit her back in the face.
Yeah.
I didn't think the one in Raleigh was bad, though. The Bone Thugs and Harmony one. The venue was weird.
I've never seen Bone, but I've been told that Bone Live is a fucking, like, crash because they're always fucking stoned. And
yeah, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah,
I don't know, that was the first CD I ever bought, so I was just a kid, you know, just crazy to see Bone was there.
I was felt bad for bands that were opening for ICP because they would try and like show all these juggalos like old school shit, man. Yeah. And they get like nobody would even care to go listen to like
That's Two Live Crew. But then, like, I saw POD open up for him at Tremont.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So it's like, I've seen some good names open up for fucking ICP.
Biohazard open for him. Mindless Self Indulgence. That was in Atlanta at the old Masquerade. We had brought this fucking kit. It was me and my roommate. We tried to rent a car to go down to the show. We already had tickets, but we had no way to get there. I had a whole beat up Jimmy that I knew wouldn't fucking make that trip. My roommate had a Chrysler LeBaron gold with no AEC in it. We drove down there. He had to work in like Calpin, South Carolina that Saturday. So we drove him to work. He did his work. We drove around Calpin's, and then when he got done with the work, we drove down to Atlanta. I will never forget. I was painting my face in the back seat of the car, and some fucking crackhead comes up and pops his head in the car. He goes, "Oh, you crazy motherfucker, putting makeup on. Oh, shit." Dude, it was so fucking hot. By the time I got out of the car, it all melted off my face.
Yeah, I bet.
I took it off and said, "Fuck it." I just took it all off. But that was a great show. We brought this kid with us named Jason. He was a minor, and his parents had to, like, talk to us before we went.
Yeah.
He was diabetic. He had a pump on his side. He goes into the crowd during, I think, Assassins. Oh, there we go. And we fucking lose him. Dude, he's like 16.
Whoops.
We're like, dude, we're fucking panicking. Like, where the fuck is this kid? Where'd he go, man? We're trying to find him. We thought he was dead. We're like, all right, we need to start calling hospitals. We start asking people, have you seen this kid? So we started walking to the car. There we go. And the motherfucker's sitting on the goddamn hood of the car waiting for us, man. They're like, you were the shit. We thought you were dead.
Anyways.
Cheers to Fago.
Whoop, whoop. Whoop, whoop. I think I've been covered in that shit before.
Which one? That one? The orange one?
I don't know. Cola.
Oh, well, yeah, the Diet Cola. Because they had to switch to...
That'd be sticky.
Yeah, oh, but they switched to diet, though, because it was...
Because it was eating all the props.
Yeah. And it was a lot less sticky.
Yeah. Oh, man. I've got a bottle still. I can't tell you which show it was from, but it was an unopened bottle of Diet Fago root beer from an ICP show. I should have brought it.
Yeah, I still have some somewhere. The venue outside of VBGB, they came a few years ago, and I was so fucked up. It was like punt returns. I was just out there like trying to catch flying bottles the whole time. I got hit in the face with one. I think my girl at the time got hit in the face with one.
Fillmore?
No, the outside venue.
ICP played there?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Oh,
this
wow.
was like 2012, 2013. Oh,
wow. Speaking of ICP.
The amphitheater?
The amphitheater, yeah.
Wow, okay. I'm shocked.
Yeah, they were punting the shit out of Fago's.
Oh, yeah, that's
all
awesome,
the room.
It's funny. My daughter, whenever I see a Fago, I do, Fago, tell your mama go down to the store, tell that bitch to bring back a Fago. But I leave out the bitch part. And my youngest daughter, Dawson, will... that verse for me.
I still have videos on my phone from Tremont shows from that. When they do the
speaking of Tremont, John Tremont is in the lineup to do a show with us, so that's going to happen soon. Just about,
awesome.
Yes, that's going to be great because there's a lot of fucking history at that place.
I was driving by yesterday and I was like, fucking
gone,
all the apartments
dude.
Is like,
that
sad.
Sucks. Dude, that was the best, hands down, best venue Charlotte ever had.
Yeah, especially because, I'm a little... younger than you. So when I was coming up, that was still the milestone. I never felt like I had enough tattoos to go there. Tremont was my spot.
The first show I saw at Tremont when I moved on, it was 96. I walked in, it was Less Than Jake, The Descendants, and Guttermouth. And I was dating this like hardcore Christian girl. And as we're walking in the show, the lead singer of Guttermouth is telling someone in the audience, he's like, I'm going to dry fuck you in the ass, bitch. She looks at me like, where are we? I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't tell you that. I was like, wow, this fucking venue is awesome. Last time Blaze was in town, he played the Milestone, which I wonder how that went, man, because that's not really a venue for that type of show.
Because
they don't really... Sorry to say it, they kind of rap over their own beats.
Yeah.
They don't really have a DJ or any official backing tracks, but I wish I would have gone to that show because I guess they don't let you post shit on YouTube after you go see them. I guess there's a block on that because I tried
copyright.
To see. Yeah. I mean, it was him and Anybody Killer.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
You might be.
Yeah,
I be going later. Ain't nothing about.
I don't think I have any ABK on this, but
just remember, I never knew he had a lisp, and then when I heard it, I couldn't unhear.
I always heard it, and I would tell people, I'm like, "Yo, he has a lisp," and they're like, "No, he doesn't." I'm like, "Listen to his shit; he's got a fucking lisp."
I didn't hear it, and then when I did hear it, I could never unhear it.
Kathy and I drove. I forget who we brought with us. We went to back when we still had Ziggy's in Winston-Salem. We drove out there to go see was Twisted Blaze and ABK, and that's what I noticed is lisp.
That's where I think I left my first ICP show was
Ziggy's. Was it like the steered tiered
maybe
venue?
I've been there before.
They closed, but they recently reopened, so we got Ziggy's back.
That sounds familiar. I have to ask my mom. She drove me there.
She took me to the show. Said, stay back. I got this.
Oh, shit. Don't worry about it. I'll drive you home.
It's funny because at Arizona Pete's, when the crowd was getting rowdy, I held my arms back to hold her. She's like, get the fuck off me. This ain't my first rodeo.
See,
I was like, shit, okay. All right.
My mind would never be caught dead at an ICP show, but that's fucking badass. Oh,
if I went without her, she'd be that's fucking badass, furious. Dude. Her bucket list is to go to the damn festival. What is it?
Gathering of the Juggalos.
The Gathering. Yeah, we were running numbers a couple weeks ago to figure out how we could go.
I've never been.
They have personal hygiene posters they post up everywhere. So my dad brings that up every time.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to go to a show where they have to tell you to wash your own ass.
No, it's I went to Bonnaroo once, and it's pretty nasty, dude. So I can just imagine how the Gathering is, dude.
Shout out to Kaylin at Bonnaroo right now.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah, I got over my phobia of Port-a-Johns
yeah.
pretty quick at Bonnaroo because that's back when I didn't know I had celiac, and I was just drinking Pabst the whole damn weekend. And I'd be sitting there talking to somebody like, oh, shit, hold on. And I had to go find a close damn Port-a-John and do what I had to do. And I can't squat, so I had to do what I had to do. Anyways, there are a lot more acts besides the Insane Clown Posse that are considered horrorcore. And let's start out where I believe it all began. That was the motherfucking Ghetto Boys, 1988. They're out of Houston, Texas. Scarface, Bushwick Bill. There we go. This is the original version of Assassins.
I was 1 year old.
Yo, dude. How old are you?
35. Damn. I was born in 87. August.
Dude, we used to bump this shit, man. This is high school for me, man. Ugh. 1988. So they originally started out as like a four-man group, and it was almost like the same deal as the Insane Clown Posse. They put out some like street rap, and it wasn't doing all that well. So they came out with this shit, and I had to get the dude's name. But the other guy in the group was like, "Yo, I ain't down with this shit," and he fucking left. So it became Scarface, Bushwick Bill, and Willie D. Those are the three that stayed with the group. And then our boy out of Kansas City, Tech N9ne.
Oh, yeah.
I love that dude. I saw him once. Once. That was one of the last few shows I saw at Tremont.
Really? I'm not the biggest Tech N9ne fan, but it's like Jay-Z. Like, I'm not a Jay-Z fan, but I respect him.
I personally feel like Tech N9ne fans are Juggalos grown up.
Yeah. I actually have a signed Tech N9ne poster that an ex gave me. Really? And like I said, I'm not a fan, but I understood like the gravity of it. So I was like, yes, I will take that.
When Kansas City was in the World Series, you could see Tech N9ne sitting behind home plate.
He's nice. A collaborating fool.
He is. He's done shit with everybody, man.
I know it.
He's on fucking Lil Wayne's album.
Yeah. Tech N9ne. That was one of the last shows I saw at Tremont. It was him, One thing that I always, I mean, it's cool that they bring all these extra people on tour with them, but going to see, so tonight in Spartanburg is the Three-Headed Monster Tour. Says the doors open at 6, right? And the Three-Headed Monster is a new group of that consists of Esham, Violent J, and Ouija Mac. But if you look at, like, the notes underneath that shit, there's, like, 6 other fucking rappers on the bill, dude. It takes all fucking night to get there.
Yeah.
I went and saw Onyx not too long ago. At Heist.
Yeah.
Dude, first of all, what the fuck, man? Whoever promoted that show, that was lame, man. Dude, there was maybe 100 people there, maybe.
Yeah.
And R.A. the Rugged Man was on that fucking bill, too, man. And he's playing The Gathering.
They made a Facebook event for it.
I saw that.
For what?
I was like, wait, Onyx is pretty big.
Yeah, that was it. I don't even think no one even knew about it, man. I walked in the door. I'm like, where the fuck is everybody? Like, I showed up late thinking I was going to miss Onyx.
Yeah.
And I got there, and there were still 6 other people that played before Onyx got on stage. I said, all right, well, anyways, they were talking some shit about Heist's stage, too, man. I'm like, man.
I have no comment, Heist.
They were like,
no comment.
They were like, yo, is this a high school talent show, or we had a venue or whatever, man? It was cool to see Onyx, which also can be considered horrorcore.
Yeah.
They rap about all that shit too, man. R.A., the Rugged Man, man, he was dope, but I could tell he was so fucking pissed. Like nobody was there, man. He was trying to get the crowd all riled up. He jumped on a stage. He got 4 dudes to come down and crowd surf, right? Or jump into the audience.
Yeah.
And they fucking pointed right at me because, I mean, I wear this vest and hat to every fucking show I go to. He points at me. He goes, yo, catch these guys. And I said, all right.
You big, catch these guys.
So I fucking, you know, I caught them all. And then after his set, a dude out in the parking lot, like, runs up to me and hugs me. He goes, oh, man, thank you. I said, for what? He goes, for catching me. I said, why? He goes, man, I've never crowd surfed ever in my life because I was fucking terrified to jump on you. I said, man, don't worry about it. I got you, man. That was a fun night. We drove back from Myrtle Beach, and I'm like, well, I'm going to go to a show. And my kids are like, Dad, we just got home. I'm like, well, when's Onyx going to come back through again? I'm going to go see Onyx. Yeah.
With 100 people.
Yeah, so I could tell Onyx to pick this. They did maybe 3 or 4 of their own songs, and they brought out all these other dudes to rap.
Yeah.
That was it. They did Slam, and that was the end of the night. All right, well, whatever. Man, I got the burps tonight.
On the fucking mead.
No, it's Faygo.
Faygo. Yeah.
There you go.
33 grams of sugar in this.
Oh yeah,
damn thing.
Now, I don't normally drink Faygo because
I don't either. But I took a sip and I was like, man, this is sweeter than I remember.
Yeah, but it's fucking gluten free.
It's fucking Faygo.
You know, it's funny because I was drinking Rock and Rye, I think, last summer, and I had freezed out the Faygo. I'm like, yo, man, is all your shit gluten free? Like, yeah, it all is. I was drinking Rock and Rye, and my buddy who brews beer, he goes, yo, that ain't gluten-free. I said, yeah, it is. He goes, dude, it says right in the fucking can, rockin' rye. Rye is not gluten-free. I'm like, oh, fuck, you're right.
Whoops.
Oh, well, hon. I will meet you in the bathroom later. I'll be shitting my brains out. Oh, man. So what else does Resident Culture have coming up here late? I know they've done wrestling in the past, which is awesome. They do it right on the other side of this door right here. It's pretty cool.
Be honest, I'm not 100% sure. I know we got some beer releases. That's my area of expertise. So we got Black is Beautiful coming out. That'll be a big release. A couple collabs, American Solera, bunch of shit, man. I don't know. I have to look at the calendar. Calendar's very colorful. Lots going on.
Yeah. There's always.
I do a week by week.
We are doing weekly can releases now.
Oh yeah, too. Usually like three drops a week.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Any big collabs soon?
Like I said, I know, well, we got Free the Whales coming up in 2 weeks. So that's our beer fest we're doing with, it's Chris Marino's beer fest that we're hosting with Hopfly. So there's like 35 breweries coming into town.
Is it here or is it
it's
at
gonna be at Hopfly, Hopfly. Okay. In the parking lot.
It's at Hopfly.
And right. Then we're going to do...
a lot of good breweries. That's
yeah, it's a lot of them.
For that one.
Yeah, a lot of them. And then we're going to do a right time official party at the South End location at the same time. So it's like you can leave there. If you get pastried out, you can walk around the corner, go to the inside of the tap room, and get all the lagers you want.
Okay.
There's a lot going on, man. There's a lot going on.
I actually have a DJ gig July 16th. Mike Phillips is doing a pop-up market at our home, Tommy's Pub, and he's going to be selling vinyl and whatnot, and I'm going to set up my turntables and spin some tunes that night.
Nice.
What's the date on that?
July 16th.
July 16th.
It's Sunday, which I don't know why we're doing Sunday, but I don't give a fuck.
You got to get out of church and go spend some vinyls, man.
Yeah. I mean, I don't go to church.
I would have never guessed that.
Actually, I was raised very religious, but my parents, you know, it was funny, man. As a kid, we were Baptists, and then we were Jehovah's Witnesses, and then we were Catholic, and then we was like, hey, man, I think I'm done with this shit. You know?
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, my parents were just like, whatever you want. So we went to Baptist because they gave us free food on Wednesdays.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is there anyone we didn't mention for this horrorcore episode, which I thought would take a lot longer, but apparently, you know. There's like six groups there. There are a lot more artists.
I guess my buddy F. Dukes. You ever heard of F. Dukes?
Yes, he opens for him all the time.
Yeah, F. Dukes is the man. Yeah. We're bouncers together at Angry Hills.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Shout out to F. Dukes.
Yeah, F. Dukes. And one guy I didn't mention, Stitches. I
guess yeah.
I've heard a lot of bad shit about him.
He's not around anymore. You know, he blocked me on Instagram.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Were you talking shit?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
What'd you say to him?
I don't want to get into it.
Okay. Well, fuck Stitches.
I was young and stupid. Liked to fight a lot.
You're still young.
Yeah, but I was stupider then.
Brother Lunch Hung.
What about Danny Brown? I guess Danny Brown would be considered horrorcore. What? You're Detroit, man.
I don't know fucking
Jack! Danny Brown is the shit.
No.
Oh, man. I saw him in Asheville, and I fucked up buying a beer before he came on stage because that shit was everywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Drinking and smoking. Smoking and drinking.
That's what happened to me at Static X. I cut in the pill.
Look up Danny Brown. That dude's a fucking trip with a missing tooth and all. He had a podcast in his mom's basement. He brought ICP on there.
Really?
No yeah. Shit. Danny Brown's the man.
Have you seen Valentine lately?
Uh-uh.
That dude's a fucking twig, man.
Nah, I saw that. Like, he had some kind of health issues or something, right?
He's got heart diseases.
Oh, fuck. That's kind of why I feel like I need to go to the gathering.
That's why I wanted to go tonight.
Yeah.
To Ground Zero,
yeah,
because I thought they said they were gonna do like a last tour.
Yeah, that's what I thought actually.
And then I see Shaggy doing his own tour,
yeah,
and Jay doing his own
Magnets. How do those work? Every time I tell people I like ICP, that's the line I hear every time. Magnets, what? How do those work? The song, the line in the Miracle song.
I'm gonna confess something. I never listened to that song.
Well, I don't think you're missing much.
I lost him. I lost him after the Wraith.
Yeah, same actually. Wraith the Shangri-La. Yeah.
I thought it was over, and then all of a sudden, we're doing six more Joker's cards.
Yeah, that's kind
of. And they had done a cover of House of Pain's "Jump Around," which was all right. It was all right.
Yeah. I couldn't even tell you the name of the Joker's cards after the Wraith.
No, me either.
Bang Pop Boom.
Yeah.
Bang Pow Boom. I did see they did
with a bang. Their bang. Last album that they did, they put out a song. Oh, dude, have you heard the Twisted Halloween albums that they put out every year? Dude.
I'm not big into Twisted.
Man, I don't know why. So, their last two albums. Hold on. Damn, what all Twisted songs did I put on that list, man? The last three Twisted albums were on fire, man. I actually bought that shit on vinyl, man, so.
I'll check them out. I mean, I did when I was younger, but I just, it's like Tech Nine.
I still don't get why they split. I know they were saying that, like, that they didn't like the whole, they didn't like how they were doing the whole, Juggalo March because they thought it was going to be a publicity stunt.
Yeah.
And Twisted was like, yo, we're not going to be with that.
And my mom and sister went to that.
Oh, really?
They have pictures of Violet J right behind them.
Hey, show us your tattoo, man.
Oh, yeah.
Whoop, whoop. Oh, is it? Oh.
Oh, was it?
Hold on.
There you go.
Can you see it now? There you go. So this whole arm here is all tattoos of like musical bands and artists that have been a huge influence on me. I wasn't gonna get the Aerosmith tattoo, but my wife's like, you always love them, so yeah, you have to do it. So she's like, yo, you need to do a fucking Hatchet Man. I'm like, I don't know.
You should.
I don't know if I can.
Why?
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am.
Well, I just randomly thought of a story. So when Instagram was brand new, Gaston County was the first county in the country.
I forgot about Dark Lotus, man. Sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. Dark Lotus, I do fuck with.
Yeah.
Gaston County was the first county in the country that labeled Juggalos a gang.
Yeah.
And I sent a DM to ICP and was like, hey, just want to let you guys know. And I sent them an article that Juggalos have been classified as a gang in Gaston County. And somebody actually responded and like laughed at it. And then, you know, years later, that shit came out. Like the feds labeled them as a gang. So I'm not going to say I was the first one to let them know, but they actually fucking responded. Like, wow, that's wild. LOL or something. Because Gaston County, I think, was the first county in the country that labeled them a gang.
Lots of Juggalos in Gaston.
I know, and I'm about to move to Mount Hollywood. Whoop, much motherfucking Wicked Clown love.
Oh, man.
Add to it.
I don't know if I could go to a gathering and last. Here we go, some more ghetto boys. I don't know if I could last a whole. Is it? It's just a weekend, right, though?
No, it's from fucking Wednesday to Sunday.
Nah.
That's why we were looking up hotel rooms. See, the problem is they're doing it bumfuck nowhere.
Yeah.
So there's like two hotels and they're like $270 a night. Because I was like, man, I'd be willing to go like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and then come home.
Yeah.
Because it's only like 6.5 hours away. And we looked into it. It was going to be like $900 to stay there for the, because it's only two hotels.
Yeah.
And I'm not camping out there.
No, I'm not a big fan of camping, dude.
No, I'm not either.
I need a shower. I need a shower and.
Yeah, especially, like I said, they have signs saying personal hygiene.
I like my personal hygiene. That shit's all over YouTube. You can go watch videos of the.
They look badass. Yeah.
It's awesome. But if you look at the people, dude, it's gross, dude. Yeah. I mean, I went to, like I was saying, Bonnaroo. I didn't shower for 3 days. We got there on Friday morning. On the way home Sunday, which I had to talk my buddy into fucking leaving. He's wanting to stay and watch Fish Sunday night. I'm like, look, dude, Fish, I'm sorry for anyone who likes Fish and jam bands, but I'm like, yo, Fish sucks.
Yeah. Possum.
I'm like, I ain't staying till fucking 1 a.m. and then driving
to watch
home.
Fish.
So after the Beach Boys played on that Sunday, I'm like, yo, dude.
That's cool.
Let's go. So we left. We stopped at a damn Taco Bell to get some food. Food.
Yeah.
Dude, when I was pissing, I could smell myself.
Ugh.
I was like, oh, God almighty, I can't wait to get home, dude. Got
Taco
home.
Bell, I'm sure, didn't make it any better.
No, it didn't, no. we're driving home. He's like, dude, I'm falling asleep. So I went and bought one of those big, huge Red Bulls, like the biggest can that they had. I drank that. we made it home.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, that's about it for for this episode. You got anything coming up, Ernest?
No.
No, nothing. No. Like I said, I'm going to be spinning at Tommy's on his 16th, which I have two more gigs at Amanda's new brewery.
760.
Yep.
Shout out to Amanda.
Craftworks.
Yeah. 760. Yep. I'll be doing a Thursday night there and a Saturday 90s night. So I'm going to be
cool.
Spinning all
cool.
90s.
When's
shit.
That?
That is August, I think August 12th.
Okay. We might come up for that.
Yeah. All 90s stuff. I have not asked her if it all has to be clean wrap, and I'm not going to. So I'll play with stuff.
Figure it out when you get there. Wu-Tang, man.
I'm playing Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang, Dr. Dre, fucking Snoop Dogg, all that shit, dude. A Tribe Called Quest. I won't be playing any horrorcore, though. No.
Damn it.
There will be no ICP. Even though, like I was saying earlier, on Whatnot, there was a dude selling a copy of the Terry Wheel, and he'd been trying to sell it forever.
Damn.
And no one would buy it. It was the picture disc.
Oh, shit.
I was like, sweet. I bought it for $10.
Hell yeah.
I'm like, sweet. I don't give a fuck. I'm a damn juggalo.
Ooh.
That's all right. Anyways.
Family.
That's right. Family. Family. ICP, if you ever listen to this, come back to Charlotte, man. We got to find a venue
Please
for you guys.
God.
I get tired of driving to fucking Spartanburg or Greensboro or Winston-Salem to go see you guys, man. You can set up in my backyard. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you can set up in his backyard. I'll come.
Hey, you can do a show at Resident Culture in the parking lot.
I didn't say that.
I did. Anyways, man, that's it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in and listening. Thank you, Mikey, for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Later.
Peace.
We have a lot of interesting episodes coming up about music's most interesting topics, but we want to hear from you and what episodes you'd like to hear. If you have an idea for anything we should talk about, email us at mvisepodcast@gmail.com. This episode was produced by BWM Productions. If you like our podcast, please help us by rating and reviewing us on your favorite listening platform. And follow us on Instagram and Facebook at mvisepodcast. Come on and join in the conversation.